오빤 강남스타일.
The best way to start your day. It's 105 breakfast with Tim and Lottie. Cambridge
105. You might have had a little bit of a good time there, Timothy.
The best way to start your day is to do Gangnam Style's dance with a cow head on your head. Not a real cow.
It was very good.
Yeah, me and Morag were just doing the dance, the size Gangnam Style. I just thought it started off as riding around the car park, pretending that Morag was a horse. And doing the Gangnam Style dance. And I decided I'd probably rather put the cow head on my head than people don't necessarily know it's me. And now we've got it filmed, so that'll appear on Facebook at some point. I seem to be the king of embarrassing videos at the moment, don't I?
You're creating a collection, aren't you, of you and your dancing?
I am, rather.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
I've just seen the video of me dancing to Gangnam Style with the Morag's head.
This was voluntary. No one even had to encourage
I know.
You.
Well, it's comic relief, you know, do something funny for money. I'm getting it
Do
all out of the way.
Do you wish it was comic relief day every day, Tim?
No, I don't, no.
You do a bit.
No, I'm getting this all out of the way early. After 10 o'clock, I'm going to go back to being really boring.
No, you're never really boring. Slightly boring, maybe.
I will go back to... Oh, thanks very much.
It's a joke.
That's a lovely compliment.
You know I love you,
Would you like
really.
To read a message out?
Yeah, I'd love to. Morning, guys, says Nick. Morning, Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Loving Sharon's choices so far. I'm hoping you can fit 4 or 5 of mine in with little talking.
Oh.
We will do our best.
I'm sorry, would you like us to shut up? I think that's what Nick would like, just his own songs for the whole 3 hours.
It's
without
the
us
Nick
speaking.
Show.
Yeah, well, come down, Nick.
No,
come and see us. Come and see us if you want to, if you're in Trumpington area, park and ride. It's free to get in. Free parking. Ample free parking. Plenty of spaces here. Come along and visit us.
Yeah. Cambridge 105. Comic Relief. Fundraising update.
We're going to cross over to the fundraising update control room now.
Have we got any music for that? Is this it?
Yeah, I like the fact you're standing there in front of a whiteboard. It's like you're about to do some sort of presentation for us.
Yes, I've got some graphs. No,
yes.
I don't.
We have a totaliser on the poster, which we're going to update as we go through.
That's very good. At the moment, we are standing at... £190.
Yay!
That's pretty impressive.
That's
8 o'clock
the money
in the
that's
morning.
Been generated through all of the requests that we've had so far today. That doesn't include anything we've got in buckets so far.
Go breakfast, listeners.
Hopefully the people at Trumpington Park and Ride are being very generous. It has filled up rather a lot, hasn't it? I've noticed people walk by, but there's an awful lot of cars here now that weren't here earlier on. What we're going to do is we're going to count up the money in the buckets of what we've got before 10 o'clock. So we'll do another update at 10 o'clock and then we'll keep going, give you hourly updates throughout the afternoons. Hopefully it gets more and more, the money goes up, I suppose, the total goes up. Justgiving.com/Cambridge105 if you want to make a donation online. But Greg has sent a message in. Hello, Greg.
Morning, Greg.
He says, sounding great, guys, loud and clear. I'm
good.
Coming to the park and ride in a few minutes. I can hear Tim munching. Yes, sorry about that. Can I bring donuts or sausage rolls? What would we like, everybody?
Donuts!
Both.
Oh, okay, right. Donuts. Donuts and sausage rolls, please. Thank you very much. Cheers. Kathy, I think, has sent in her extra £10 on the Just Giving page. Thank you very much. We'll play your two extra requests later on. We've got a free slot now for sort of 10 minutes or so. So now is the time when we're going to do Morag's dancing. Now, at the beginning of the week, at some point in some sort of conversation, I mentioned the television adverts, the 3 television adverts, which is the taking the nation by storm at the moment, where it's a dancing horse dancing to Fleetwood Mac's Everywhere. It's a viral video. I think it was because my dancing video from the pop quiz last week, I said that was viral and it was almost like the dancing horse. So I thought it would be a good idea to do this for Comic Relief. So people have sponsored us. We've had at least 50 quid's worth of donations to do this.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much to everybody who has donated. And I hope once we've done it and the video is online, people will pay some more money for the pleasure of having seen it.
Are you going to see what else Morag can do throughout the day?
Well, Morag will be with us throughout the day. So if anybody else wants to be Morag... Because obviously you've got to go at 10 o'clock. You know, somebody else has got to be the front part of the horse. If somebody else wants to be Morag later on, then yeah, fine, why not?
Come be Morag.
Yeah, Morag can dance in Sydney Street. She can dance wherever she wants to dance.
She can dance anywhere.
Yeah. So we're going to get... Well, we are in the excuse me, we are in the costume. I'm in the trousers with the white hooves on the bottom.
And I'm in everything else.
And you're in the back and the head. Well, you will be in the head in a minute.
What did happen to the udders, by the way?
We forgot the udders. Where are the udders?
Oh, why did I say this?
I think they need fastening on with safety pins or something. I'm not
it's
sure we can
It's worth coming down
to
just
that.
To have a look at the udders, to
should,
be honest.
Should we do it without the udders?
I think that's probably easier. We should do it without them.
Yeah, it does look like a Viking helmet. They pop her on. Okay, well, I'm not putting it on my head, Rob.
It does make a rather fetching hat, yes. No.
Right, so this is being filmed, and we will put the video up on Facebook, facebook.com/Cambridge105. So come on, out you come, out the van.
I'm coming.
I'll have the radio mic with me so I can sort of commentate whilst being in. Actually, if I guide you with instructions on the mic, you might be able to hear me through the microphone. Don't take your headphones with you, love. Now, we're not very coordinated. We haven't really worked out a proper dance routine to this. So this could go horribly wrong and look stupid. And how it sounds on the radio, I'm not sure. But, you know, this is more of a visual thing, we understand. But you'll get the pleasure of it when you actually watch it. So I'm now going to get into the back of the horse. Here we go. Cow. Sorry, Morag.
Cow.
You're a cow. Okay, right. I'm now in the back. Now, am I too tall? Is there too much of a hump in the back? Do I look like a camel? No, that's okay. All right. Okay, music maestro. When you're ready, Lawrence.
Things are playing up.
Oh, good. Stand now we're in the back of a cow costume and we have no music. No? It's now the time when we find out we don't have Fleetwood Mac.
We have Fleetwood Mac. Oh. The system crashed.
Oh, good. It doesn't want this to happen. It's giving us a warning.
Did it see the cow?
Did it see the cow? Yes. What are you doing, Lottie?
Morag's
dancing. Okay. Well, there's no music to dance to at the moment. We are standing in the middle of a road. Can we just make sure there are no cars around? We don't want to get run over. Maybe we don't want to be roadkill. So otherwise we'll be packed on the front of Flossie and taken around for the rest of the day. Oh, we're going to hold hands. Okay, hold on. I need to hold the microphone as well. Hold that hand and that arm. There you go. Okay. Are we ready with some music?
We're loading.
30 seconds
we're loading.
For some music. Okay. facebook.com/Cambridge105 is the place you'll be able to see this video. We'll upload it as soon as we possibly can. This is Tim and Lottie dressed up as Morag the Cow, live at Trumpington Park and Ride, dancing to Fleetwood Mac. Who'd have thought? Ready yet?
No.
Okay. I'm going to get crick in my back if I keep in this position for much longer. Crikey.
We'll make you do it twice.
No, we're not doing it. We've suffered long enough waiting for you. Flex my legs. Okay. Oh, here we go. Okay, right. Here we go with some music now. Wait for the beat, dear. Wait for the beat. It's not started yet. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes. Keep going forwards. That's it. Backwards. Same moves backwards. Forwards.
Can you hear me calling out your name?
Choreographer.
You know that I'm falling and I don't know what to say. I speak a little louder, I'll even shout. You know that I'm proud and I can get the words
backwards.
Out.
Forwards.
I wanna be with you everywhere.
Backwards. So far. Yes. Okay. Verse 2. Can we freestyle now? Okay, as long as we both know what we're doing.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly.
Oh, we're turning now, are we?
Come on, okay. Baby, we better make a start.
I can't wag my tail.
You better
Something
make a start before you break my heart.
Backwards.
Oh,
quick, quicker, quicker, quicker. Forwards. Not ready to flossing.
I want to be with you everywhere.
Okay, let's have a little rest. Woo.
back.
Now feels like it's the world's longest ever song. Salsa, how do you salsa?
In Cambridge, all day today, raising money for Comic Relief 2030.
Cambridge 105. Hey, there we go. Right, Strictly Come Dancing judges. What do you think, Greg? What mark out of 10 would you give us?
It was fabulous. I was not so sure about the Paso Doble, but it was great. I say 8.
8. Hey, Matt Webb, you can be. Who do you want to be? Bruno.
I'll be Bruno then. 9.
9, okay. And you can be the girly.
Oh, nice. I think it was like a Will Smith style of dance, and nice and freestyle. 8.
8, okay. Good, that's pretty good. I enjoyed that. My back hurts now though. Right, Lawrence wants us to do it again to another song, but can we do it later? Need a break now. We're going to start to count up the money in a minute and give you a total of how much we've raised up to 10 o'clock. Next though, Mibus requested some TV theme tunes.
Yes!
The first one is to Fawlty Towers.
Yeah, Chief, remind me to stop setting up these video conferences. They're not very productive.
You got it.
Sheesh. Oh, Kirby. Hi, I'm Kirby.
That's the Muppets.
Can you do the Kermit impression?
I didn't think I could, but maybe I can.
That's really good.
Is it all right?
So
my
good.
American accent's not very good, though. Yeah.
That was that was cool.
That was a surprise.
What am I doing? Oh, dance to Gangnam Style with a cow head on. I've just done Fleetwood Mac just as a cow, and now I'm doing Kermit impressions.
Brilliant.
There's something gone wrong today. That was Queen and the Muppets for Mib, his choices on today's Buy a Bit of Breakfast. Time for another theme tune. Benny Hill now. Should we dance around the van? Should we chase each other around the van to this? It's a slower version, though. So
oh, slow-mo running, so, then.
Yeah. Come on, out you come. We'll all chase each other. Lee, I'll chase you. Lottie, come in.
I'm coming.
Okay.
Donate now. Go to justgiving.com/Cambridge105 or text CAMV55 to 770 for a donation of £5. Text costs £5 plus your standard message rate. All money raised goes directly to Comic Relief. We are Cambridge 105, community radio in your city. We'll be right back.
That's the most exercise I've done in a year.
I haven't done that much since I was at school. Oh, dear. That was a good video. You're going to see that on the Facebook page soon as well. If we're entertaining you with our funny videos today, please give us some money.
And if not, then give us some money to stop. Just give money.
We'll promise to stop broadcasting if you give us enough money. We'll just go home. £5,000.
£5,000,
yeah,
apparently,
£5,000
right,
to go
yeah.
home. Okay.
Cambridge 105, Comic Relief, Fundraising Update.
How much was on Just Giving? Does anybody remember? 210. Okay. And add that to the total we've got. Okay. Lottie, do you want to say our total at the moment is...
£286.55.
Yay! And that's not including everything we've got.
And
we've got
lots more down
we've
there.
We've got lots more money in this bucket, which we haven't counted yet. So there'll be another update for you about 11 o'clock. Thank you very much. £286.55. That means we've reached our first bit on our totaliser over there. £250. Somebody want to write that on the totaliser? That'd be lovely.
We should.
Cool. Right. Thank you very much. That was our fundraising update. Another one about 11 o'clock.
Comic Relief. Fundraising update.
And it's time for us to say goodbye from the Park and Ride.
Bye-bye, Park and Ride.
Bye-bye, Lottie.
I've got to go to work.
Got to go to work now. You've got Julian and Pete on between 11 and 1 o'clock. I'm around all day, so I'll probably pop up. Sainsbury's this afternoon. Lots of good stuff coming up. Keep your requests and money coming in.
A big thank you.
Thank you very much, Phil. And yes, we are live in Sydney Street for our big Red Nose Day outside broadcast here on Cambridge 105. I'm Pete Robbins, and I'm joined atly by Julian Clover. How are you doing?
Hello, Pete. Good morning to you. Good morning, everyone. It's beginning to busy up a bit. We have to be careful of passing bicycles. Behind you, Pete. Behind you. Quick
oh,
move.
Yeah, watch out. There we go. That's it. Taxi. Slow down. There we go. Anyway, we've got 2 hours of, is it 2 or 3 hours?
I think
two
it's
hours.
Two. It's two sort hours of two, but you just never know. It's Comic Relief Day, so anything could happen.
Ah, that's very true. We've got 2 hours of a great radio coming from the centre of Cambridge. We're going to be asking passers-by what they think, what if they're doing anything for Red Nose Day. We're going to be hopefully having some lovely loose change put in those buckets as well. Yes, we are Cambridge 105. We're live from Sydney Street on behalf of Comic Relief. And we're joined by some students of the Manor School. How are you doing today, guys? You okay?
Yeah! Amazing.
Sorry, what was that?
Amazing.
Amazing. You're good, are you? Great. Excellent. So we're joined by some students here and a teacher as well. So your name?
Hello, Janine Hornsby.
Janine Hornsby,
yes.
Of the Manor School.
Yes, the new drama teacher.
Oh, fantastic. Excellent.
Best.
And so...
Wait, did we get that?
The best!
Apparently you're the best as well, which is good.
I did pay them earlier to say that.
That's it. Well, I hope they put that towards Comic Relief.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Ah, that's brilliant. And so what brings you out onto the streets of Cambridge today?
We're trying to raise money for our school show, and because we have no budget for lighting and sound and stuff, and the kids have been working really, really hard, and I think they deserve to have an amazing show, and then any profits we make will go to charity.
Excellent. Well, that sounds absolutely fabulous, Julian, doesn't it?
When's the show actually going to be on? So how long have you got?
We've only got a week to go now, so it's getting...
So the money needs to be raised rather quickly for this in order to... Tell us about the show. That's the key thing. What do you need the light to light up?
Well, it's called Best of Broadway, so we're doing like a combination of lots of different songs from Broadway shows. And we've been working really, really hard.
And we got singing, dancing.
We got singing, we got dancing. It's going to be fantastic, really spectacular.
And so how much time a week do you get to actually do rehearsals? Because we hear a lot about, you know, people wondering about, it's too much maths, it's too much English, it's too much.
Yeah, there's been a lot of juggling, isn't there?
We rehearse every day after school till about 4:30 or 5.
Wow, so.
What have you done if you get out of school then? So how much time is altogether?
Till about 5.
Okay, that's quite a commitment.
A lot of work then.
Yeah, and every lunchtime as well, so yeah. They've given up a lot of their time.
Wow, excellent. And so what sort of songs can we expect to hear in that particular show?
What's your favourite songs, guys?
Time for Love.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Time Warp.
The Time Warp.
Somebody's trod on my cable.
Don't jump up.
I'm trying to get some people at the back, see what they think. What are the songs?
Time Warp.
Okay.
All That Jazz.
all that jazz.
The looks of horror as the microphone
They normally never stop talking. It's ridiculous.
I think maybe we should ring some round if, you know, they're talking too much and not getting on with studies.
Just put some microphones
on. That's the way to cure it.
That sounds good. Maybe that could be a new teaching aid there. Yeah. I don't know. Well, I think it's unfair. You know, we've managed to get a microphone set up. We'd love to hear. We love live music on the show.
Brilliant.
And we'd love to hear you perform one of the songs, if you would be so kind.
Yeah. What do you say? Think we can do it?
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, so this is the Manor School Drama Department with their version of Seasons of Love here live from Sydney Street on Cambridge 105.
Very well done.
That was the Manor School Drama Department. You just heard some kids that are trying to raise money for their school production because they have no budget for it. So, you know, if you do see them walking around while you're out and about on the streets of Cambridge, maybe on your way into the city centre today, drop a few coins in for them as well, because I'm sure it'll go a long way. Thank you very much, guys.
A teacher, just before you go, if people do want to donate, how's the best way to get in touch?
If they call the Manor School, and then they can give us donations there, which is great. Don't ask me the number off by heart.
That's
it's
okay.
On the internet. Search the Manor School in Cambridge.
The patron saint of search engines, Saint Google, will come to the rescue once again. And when does the performance hopefully go ahead?
It's on the 26th and the 27th. It starts at 7 o'clock, and you're more than welcome to come buy tickets to see the show. It's only £3. It's nothing.
Complete bargain, yeah. Particularly with singing like that. Really, really worthwhile going. Do come back and tell us how it all goes.
Thank you. Thanks very much for having us.
No problem, guys.
Hi,
Mum. Right, watch out, Cambridge. They're coming to busk. Thank you very much, everyone.
That's it. Well, that sounds
in
fabulous.
Pink and red and all sorts of things as well.
That was Bastille and Pompeii. We are live from Sydney Street on Cambridge 105 Community Radio in your city. And we're joined again by the Manor School and a wonderful singer whose name is Adeline. And she's going to sing. What song are you going to sing for us now?
It's called On My Own. It's from the production Les Mis.
Les Mis. Okay, yeah. That sounds fabulous. Well, take it away then.
Thank you. standing, he's beside me. All alone, I walk with him till morning. Without him, I feel his arms around me. And when I lose my way, I close my eyes and he has found me. In the rain, the pavement shines like silver. All the lights are misty in the river. In the darkness, the trees are full of starlight. And all I see is him and me forever and forever. I know.
That was excellent. That was Adeline from The Man at School. You did fantastically well. You're not allowed to ask how old a lady is, but how old are you?
I'm
15. 15. That is pretty impressive.
Not really.
Very, very good indeed.
I think indeed. I sound like a dying cat sometimes.
I don't know. Dying cats sound pretty good in my experience. That'll be fine.
Wow.
No, very, very,
You've
very
got
good
very
indeed.
Weird taste in music.
You wouldn't be the first person to say that, actually. No, I'm completely joking,
Julian. Thank you very much indeed. We've been taking.
Please come to our musical. We've worked really hard for it.
No, we will indeed. We've been doing some videos during the morning here, so
we'll pop a few of those
on our Facebook page. Cambridge 105 is what you need to look for. Thank you, ladies. Thank you very much indeed. It's Cambridge 105 live in Sydney Street, where we are doing some comic relief collecting. And I've got Cambridge 105's Patrick Widdes here because you've been collecting and you had a rather good donation.
Yes, we've had lots of people stopping by and giving money, and one chap in particular, I don't know his name, but he stopped by with one of those old sweet jars, about half full of loose change, and put the whole lot in my bucket. We'll be busy counting that, but thank you very much indeed.
That's pretty good, actually. It's rather nice when that sort of thing happens. I noticed when the school was here doing their excellent numbers, they were sort of encouraging people to put some money in. And the Manor School is collecting today, as well as us here for Comic Relief. They're looking as you know, to raise funds for their performance, I guess, best way to describe it, their musical show, which is taking place, I think, next week. Do Google the details if you want to go and see that. So, good day collecting so far?
Yes, very good.
Okay. Excellent, Patrick. Thank you very much.
You all right, Julian?
I am. What have you got over there, please?
Oh, right. Okay, for comic relief and for sheer comedy value, I'm going to do some jokes under the influence of some of our helium-filled balloon helium here.
Oh, yes, we have balloons. Yep. If you're coming by and you donate, you can have a balloon if you like.
Yep. Okay.
Actually, you might even have a squirt of helium if you're really lucky. So we've got to do a chomp intake. Here we go. This is a whole balloon. It's quite a large balloon. Don't step back, Pete. You'll get run over by a bicycle. It's very dangerous. Okay, go.
What do you get if... What do you get if you cross a dinosaur with fireworks?
I don't know. What do you get if you cross a dinosaur with fireworks?
Dynamite.
Okay, another sharp intake of breath here. I need you to take more. It's not going to do you any harm. Well, not much, anyway.
What do you get if you call a dinosaur who wears glasses? What do you get if you call a dinosaur who wears glasses?
I don't know. What do you call a dinosaur who wears glasses?
T-specs.
Oh, I like that. That's rather good.
Do you? Is it wearing... Oh, it's still there, isn't it?
No, it's still there. It could be, from personal experience, this could carry on for some time to come, Pete. Could make the next edition of Night of the Artisans very interesting.
It could, couldn't it? That'd
it could.
Absolutely brilliant. There you go.
You might become addicted.
what do Triceratops sit on?
That's why I make a big fuss. A balloon is being thrust in my direction here. I completely missed that, sorry.
What do Triceratops sit on?
I don't even know what a Triceratops is.
A Triceratops? You don't know what one is? It's a dinosaur.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, they hadn't invented the Triceratops. We didn't learn about that in Essex.
That's it. What do Triceratops sit on?
I don't know. What does a Triceratops sit on?
They're Triceratops.
Of course.
Oh, okay. Terrible. That's it. Oh, Gillian's now having a go. Go on, big intake. Big intake.
I'm not quite sure what's going to happen. Oh, there we go. I could read the news with this, couldn't I? This sort of... Always, I feel it go down my windpipe now. I'll clear things out.
I don't care what you say, Gillian. It's just not funny. There you go. And the last joke, of course. Why are all dinosaur jokes so bad?
I don't know. Why? Because they're old, probably.
Because they're pre-hysteric.
Oh, very good.
It's here all week. I am here all week. That's it. Try the steak.
Anyway, Gillian, you've got a bucket now, Gillian.
I've got a bucket, yes.
So are you going to... I thought you might elaborate a little bit more.
I've got a red bucket.
Okay, well, fair enough. Good. Are you going to wander off and try and get some change around about?
I'm hoping that our live band will encourage people to put money in the bucket. So that's kind of the plan.
Excellent. Sounds good. And yeah, we do. As I mentioned earlier, we've got Flaming June here busking. Louise from Flaming June. Hello. How are you doing? You all right?
I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent. Coming through nicely there? Good. Excellent stuff. Right. So, of course, you're here to help us out for Comic Relief and things. I see a CD down here as well.
Yep.
This is a new record of yours?
This is a new EP that's coming out on the 15th of April.
So. Excellent. Superb. And so it's all songs written by yourself and a few... you're the main songwriter,
aren't you? It is all songs written by me, and I've roped in a few people to help me play them.
Excellent.
And they did. Superb. So that was all good.
Well, I do suggest you check out the video Rumpelstiltskin. I've seen it myself online. And very, very good. Talking of live music, very, very quickly, though, we've got the Cambridge Band Competition tonight. Don't forget about that. That's from 7 p.m. tonight, and it's Heat 3 of the Cambridge Band Competition, which we will also be broadcasting live from at 7 o'clock this evening. So it's a very, very busy broadcast day for us here at 105. If you are walking about, do come and see us. And remember, Mr. Gillian from Drive Time is walking up and down with a red bucket at the moment with Comic Relief written on the side. Make sure you throw a couple of quid his way, which would be good. Oh, I can hear clunk, there's a coin going in a bucket over there as well. That's excellent. So anyway, you better take it away and help us busk at full Comic Relief. Anyway, this is Flaming June live on Cambridge 105.
Perfection is elusive, a millennium away. Just an inconclusive little game to play. Staying on the level is a full-time occupation when the ground beneath me is evaporating. In a place where things die before they've really come alive, and where all things familiar metamorphosize, and as it all turns molten before my very eyes, you and I will collide. Contentment is elusive, a millennium away. Just an inconclusive little game to play. To win my lifelong battle against insanity. insanity. I feel I must but defy the laws of gravity. Oh. In a place where things die before they've really come alive, and where all things familiar metamorphosize, and as it all turns molten before my very eyes, you and I will collide. I propose a toast to all the things you want the most, desire to fill your dreams, to all that's not quite what it seems. And I name this time a time of gladness. I name this time a time of gladness. I name this time a time of gladness. I name this time. It all turns molten before my very eyes. You and I will collide.
There we go. Flaming June here. Excellent. You're going to carry on for a moment, guys. Keep bringing in those crowds for us.
Okay. We're going to play a song off an EP we released a few years ago now, and it was called... Under My Skin, I think. I can't even remember. Yes, it was. And this is a song called Stop the Ride.
It's a cycle that I can't break. So tired I couldn't die. It's give, give and take, take, take. Be strong, cause only the weak ones cry. Only the weak ones. And I can feel the time passing. It's like water through my hands. I can feel the time passing. Leaves no trace of who I am. Of who I am. For you, my love, you got the stuff, yeah. To cut me down to the bone, yeah. To make my little soul, oh yeah. To stop the ride for just one night and take me home. And take me home. It's a cycle that I can't break. An addiction on my own. It's 3 o'clock and I'm wide awake. Just trying to stem the flow. Stem the flow. And I can feel the time passing. It's like water through my hands. I can feel the time passing. Leaves no trace of who I am. Of who I am. For you, my love, you got the stuff, yeah. Cut me down to the bone, yeah. To make my little soul, yeah. To stop the ride for just one night and take me home. And take me home. Cause my soul is whole, my soul was. 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 Ooh, oh. got the stuff, yeah, to cut me down to the bone, yeah, to make my little soul, yeah, to stop the ride for just one night, yeah. You, my love, you got the stuff, yeah, to cut me down to the bone, yeah, to make my little soul, yeah, to stop the ride for just one night, yeah. You, my love, you got the stuff, yeah, to cut me down to the bone, yeah, to make my little soul, yeah, to stop the ride for just one night and take me home. We're Flaming June, and we are here to raise money for Comic Relief. Yeah?
You're not turned off. You're muted.
I'm muted.
Ah.
That's better.
Hang on.
There we are. I can do lots of things, but turning the microphone on is apparently not one of them. That was very good, as always. And you were talking a little bit earlier about the new EP,
yeah,
which is coming out. Thank you very much, madam. The new EP, which is coming out shortly. When is that actually available? Is that available now?
It's, no, it's available on the 15th of April. It's coming out on Amazon, iTunes, and off our website on CD. But we do have some.
And there's some beautiful artwork on the front of that. How did you get that sorted?
I am this amazing photographer called Brett Long just sent me an email saying, I like him to do some photography for my EP. And I kind of looked at the work he'd done and I thought, absolutely yes, because he'd done some stuff for Celtrics before. And we had a brilliant day, and he's fantastic. So, just a complete stroke of luck. Really,
and where did you do the photography? It's obviously done some sort of Photoshop kind of work. I don't think there's any blue woods around here, but there might be.
No, the woods were green where we did it. It was in the middle of nowhere, somewhere near King's Lynn. I wouldn't even be able to tell you where we were.
And King's Lynn itself, from personal experience, is usually in the middle of nowhere.
Absolutely,
so.
Yeah, in some random forest, but... yeah, they came out really well. We were.
They look really good. I guess you see those on the website as well.
They are on the
alongside
website,
the chance to order the EP. Mm. So I think we've got a total. I've almost forgot. We have a new. Can you do drum rolls on guitars or something similar? Oh, hang on.
I could try to.
Don't say too long. I'll forget what the total is.
Cambridge 105 Comic Relief fundraising update.
So I can now tell you the grand total at the moment as we stand on this Friday afternoon, £385.60.
Fantastic.
Comic Relief fundraising update. Cambridge
105. That was your Comic Relief fundraising update.
Fantastic.
Right, we'll have time for more song, I hope, from you. What are you going to do for us next?
We're going to do a song called Nerves of Steel, which I released to raise money for Refuge. And I know Comic Relief also support domestic violence charities because they help set up the National Domestic Violence Telephone Support Line. So I think it's appropriate to play it.
Yeah, good cause. So, yeah. Good song as well. Away we go.
So this is Nerves of Steel. Told my story, I've laid my soul bare. I've told my side, we'll leave it there. And the truth will out, the truth will out, the truth lead it there. So take your sights, we'll leave it there. And the truth will out, the truth will out, the truth will out. Oh yeah. I weathered the storm, I held my nerve, really hope that you get what you that you get what you deserve. I weathered the storm, I held my nerve. Really hope that you get what you deserve. You didn't reckon on me having nerves of steel, now did you? You didn't reckon on me calling off the deal, now did you? I know what you are.
Absolutely brilliant, guys. Thank you so much. That's Flaming June there, busking for us live here at Sydney Street, Cambridge 105, out here for Comic Relief.
Out and about in Cambridge, all day today, raising money for Comic Relief 2030.
Good afternoon, we are Cambridge 105 Community Radio in your city, broadcasting live from Sainsbury's here on Coldhams Lane. Thanks so much to Phil Rowe for looking after things at the studio for the last hour. In the meantime, it's myself and...
Mr. Lee Last, I think it would go. We've got a fun, packed afternoon full of charity goodness on the way. We're going to be doing a few odds and ends, aren't we, Mr. Matt?
Yes, we're going to see if the wonderful shoppers and staff of Sainsbury's will take part in a money-raising exercise which involves oops upside your head.
Well, we can see how it goes. I think we need to get you leading it right at the front, hand signals and all. You need to go straight into it.
I'm more than happy to do that. I'm sure station manager Tim Willett will take part as well. He's always happy to do that sort of thing. But we're always looking for your donations. We'll give you the donation details in just a second. But we'll give you a bit of a recap on what Comic Relief supports, because I don't think we've actually run through this today. Comic Relief supports young carers, victims of domestic and sexual abuse, young people who suffer from mental health problems, young people and alcohol, older people, local communities and other grassroots projects in the UK. It also supports schemes in Africa as well, which includes people living in urban slums, people affected by HIV and AIDS, climate change, trade and funding African grant makers as well. So all the money raised today through Cambridge 105 and everyone else across the country goes to worthwhile causes, not just in the UK but in Africa as well.
And we're going to be here all afternoon. If you see us out with our little buckets around, please do give very generously. It is a really worthwhile cause.
Cambridge 105, we're broadcasting live from Sainsbury's here on Coldhams Lane. Matt Webb and Lee Last keeping you company until 4 o'clock. And you actually join us inside Sainsbury's itself.
I've never broadcasted from inside a supermarket before. I've got to give it to her. It's an interesting experience.
And where we are at the moment, they are also raising money for Comic Relief. And there's a gentleman here who's on an exercise bike. How long have you been on here for and what's your name?
Dominic, 44 minutes.
Crikey. And have you got a challenge set of how many minutes you've got to do?
4 hours.
4 hours? Yep. You're more fit than me. I've been walking around town all day and I've been struggling to keep up with my colleagues. Have you done anything like this before yourself?
No, first time.
And how much money have you raised so far on the bucket down here? Do you know?
You have to ask the ladies.
You haven't counted it yet? Well, hopefully it's been a lot of money and the best of luck to you. And where we also are here in Sainsbury's on Coldhams Lane, there's a lady here who's offered to paint our faces later. What's your name?
My name is Dawn.
And how many people have you painted faces for today?
I think so far 30.
Has it been the adults that have been having their faces painted or the children?
Actually, both.
Okay. Any popular colours? Has it been just mainly reds or have you been blues and other colours as well?
Mostly red, yeah. Red noses all over the face usually. Had one man, had a beard and he wanted it all red as well.
You're trying to get out of his beard a little later on this evening, I'm sure, while watching the television programme. But yes, this is all for good cause, all for Comic Relief. And do keep those donations coming in at justgiving.com/Cambridge105.
Well, and don't forget, later on, our Oops Outside Your Head challenge.
Oh, indeed.
It's going to be a hoot.
Yeah, indeed. We're going to try and get a group of people from Sainsbury's as well as Cambridge 105 presenters to do Oops Upside Your Head live on the radio. And I've got people we've got people quite excited about it already, so that'll be happening just after 3 o'clock.
Out and about in Cambridge, all day today, raising money for Comic Relief 2030.
And welcome back to Sainsbury's here on Coldhams Lane in Cambridge. You're joined by myself, Matt Webb.
Lee Last.
And we've got a group of people here who are going to perform the Oops Upside Your Head dance for Comic Relief. So we'll go along the queue and we'll get everyone's name. So what's your name, please?
Jen.
Becca.
Lauren.
Kalani.
Lauren.
Helen.
Okay, and now we've got the second line, so...
Michelle.
Jamie.
Monta.
Chris.
Anna.
Okay, so we'll do a big countdown, everyone who's out here. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and off we go.
Say oops upside your head, say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head, say oops upside your head.
So here we go.
Ho! I'm back at you again.
Right and flat and left.
Now on all you gappers. And you
this is quite amusing because it's a shame it isn't television really, because it's quite amusing. Come on, let's have some people clapping in the crowd. Come on. Anyone wants to pop a little bit of money in our buckets while we're doing this? It all goes to Comic Relief. I think the left side is actually outperforming the right side at the moment. So come on, right side. Got a good selection of people with face paints on as well. If you just joined us, you join us live from Sainsbury's in Coldham Lane. The staff of Sainsbury's performing Oops Upside Your Head right outside the entrance of the store in aid of Comic Relief. Go big cheer, please. Come on, Lee, you can dance as well. I'll try and do a little bit of a jig. Even our big issue seller is joining in as well. Look at this. Okay, I think now the left side is outperforming the right side. Come on. So we've just done the sway and we're back to the clapping and the hand patting. Go on, everyone in the audience, clap as well. See if we can get some momentum going here for the guys who are kindly sitting on spar the cold pavements. Enjoy yourselves, guys. Obviously, all the money we're raising today goes directly to the Comic Relief Bill 2013. Superb stuff. Let's see if Tim can give them a rating out of 10 so far. What would you give them, Tim? What side do you think is better? Okay, so there you go, you've heard it from Tim that the left side has, so the right needs to sort of get a bit more momentum going. Come on, guys.
I think I like that group.
Here's the big bit. We're broadcasting live from Sainsbury's here on Coldham Lane for Comic Relief 2013. The staff, or selection of staff from Sainsbury's, pouring Oops Upside Your Head right outside the entrance to Sainsbury's itself. But you can always donate to us, justgiving.com/Cambridge105 is how you do that. And that was it, so a big round of applause. Superb stuff. Well done, guys. I'm sure that's going to end up being on YouTube and things like that in the not-too-distant future. We've also filmed it here for the radio station, and it will be on our Facebook page over the coming hours as well. So you join us live here in Sainsbury's. Matt Webb and Lee Last here for Comic Relief 2013. After the Oops Upside Your Head dance, it was rather exciting, wasn't it?
I did like that. That was a lot better than the dad dancing I expected.
And rating of each side, left or right, who do you think was the better side?
I don't know.
We've got people saying here the left side, because you must have been on the left side then.
Definitely the left.
Okay. You've been told it's the left side, so I think you have to agree with that.
I've got bias. I think each of them had their moments. And like Simon Cowell, I will remain quite tight-lipped on who I thought was the best.
I'm just going to remain impartial. I think that's the best way. Anyway, we're back in Sainsbury's again because we're going to catch up with our friend here who is on an exercise bike, raising money for charity for Comic Relief 2013. We spoke to him a little bit earlier, and he's done really, really well so far. How far have you got, if you're able to talk still, and how long have you still got to go?
Hello. I've done like 21 miles so far. Some of my other mates did 88 before me. We are still going to be here till 7 o'clock, cycling all the time long.
And how have you managed toilet breaks? This is a question for you.
So far, I had no need.
Yeah, have you been having people wiping the sweat from your brow, or are you having to make do?
What kind of question is that?
I know you're getting rather hot, that's all.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's good to see that you're continuing on, and the best of luck, and we'll have another catch-up with you in about half an hour time to see how you're getting on.
Cambridge 105, Comic Relief, Fundraising Update.
Right then, it's time to update you on our latest fundraising figures. As of 3 o'clock this afternoon, we are hitting £530.
Which is great news.
It's absolutely amazing.
Comic Relief, Fundraising Update. Cambridge 105.
Super stuff. And we're also joined here live at Sainsbury's on Coldham's Lane by Keith, who's the counters manager here at the store. And good afternoon to you, Keith. And he's going to tell us a little bit what Sainsbury's have been doing to raise money for Comic Relief today. So what have you been doing in and around the store?
In and around the store today, we've had face painting. So I want anyone who's free this afternoon to come down, have their faces painted for free, and they just need to make a donation. We've also got a bicycle ride at the front of the store, a bike kindly donated by the Nuffield Gym on Coldham's Lane. People are cycling from 8:30 in the morning till 7 o'clock at night, and so far, God bless them, they've cycled a total of 88 miles, which is actually fantastic. Customers have kindly thrown in £150 into the bike bucket. So there's lots going on. And tomorrow we've got something called the Maltesers Chopstick Challenge. So if you're feeling fairly dexterous, please come down. And the idea is the person who can move the most Maltesers from packs worth into another container obviously wins a free pack of Maltesers. So a bit of fun there to be done as
so
well.
So there's no cheating using straws with that then?
Oh, no. It has to be chopsticks and not your fingers, I'm afraid. So that's all good.
Okay. And you've been raising money for Comic Relief over quite a long period of time. What's your total so far that you've raised this year?
This year, so far, as a store, we've raised £15,000. £10,000 is the merchandising we've sold in the store, which is fantastic. And as a group of colleagues, we've raised £5,000 by different events and events that we've actually carried out. And corporately, we just looked on our website. The company so far, up to the minute counting this is £933,443, which is a fantastic amount of money.
I think that deserves a big round of applause, doesn't it? So that's brilliant stuff.
Thank you.
And, Sainsbury's has supported this event for the last couple of years, haven't they?
Yeah, I think we're the primary supporter of Red Nose today, and we have been in previous years. And we're doing things also, I've just come to mind, is if you come and buy a coffee in our cafe today, being Red Nose Day, that money we will donate to Comic Relief as well. So just another reason to come down and obviously give us a visit today.
And yes, give generously, because it all goes to a worthwhile cause.
Yeah, we've got lots of noses still left, so if you fancy you putting your red nose on today, that's £1. And we still have mugs as well. So.
I don't want one of the mugs. I do want to go and get one of them.
If you take that mug to the coffee shop, I'm sure we'll fill it with free coffee for you.
Fantastic stuff. Keith, who's the counters manager from Sainsbury's, thank you very much for the update on how you've been doing and how your guys have been doing in the store.
No, thanks for your time, and it's a pleasure to have you down here today. Thank you.
Thank you. It's always great to be here. This is Cambridge 105. We're broadcasting live from Sainsbury's here on Coldham's Lane in Cambridge in aid of Comic Relief 2013. And as promised, we did say that we'd get someone to do a live Tannoy announcement for the wonderful listeners of Cambridge 105. And I'm now at the customer service desk at the front of the store. And I'll cross over to Melanie, who's going to do a wonderful Tannoy announcement for us.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Sainsbury's. Today is Red Nose Day. Why not visit the front of the store for your red noses, scratch cards, or donate money to see our colleague sweat it out on the bike for an all-day bike-a-thon? And thank you for shopping at Sainsbury's Coldham's Lane.
Hey, thank you very much, Melanie. That was better than when I was working this shop and I used to do Tannoy announcements.
She was a bit reluctant to do it to start off with, but I think that was the voice of a trained professional, actually.
We're going to be out of a job very soon. Thank you very much, Melanie.
It's Cambridge 105 Community Radio in your city. We're outside Sainsbury's here on Coldham's Lane in Cambridge, and I'm with a very unlucky young gentleman who's about to get very wet. First of all, what on earth possessed you to do this?
Well, I just thought it was a bit of fun for Comic Relief, you know. I've done it before, so what's the harm? And I kind of regret it now as it's starting to rain and it's a bit cold.
You've done it before, and you know you've been through the torture, and you want to go through it again for charity.
Yes, but sadly last time I wasn't tied up. So
yeah, he's kind of what he is here. He's sat on this wooden chair, which can only be described as being nicked from the cafe or something, and he's got bungee cords around his arms, so he can't actually go anywhere. Whose idea was the tying thing?
Definitely my supervisor, Chris. I'll thank him later.
Supervisors are lovely, aren't they? Right, so shall we do the honours then? Shall we get a bit of sponge, get him a bit wet? Who's going to do the honours then? Go on.
You're right in the firing line there.
Right in the firing line. I'm going to back away. I'm going to go over here.
So we've got a pink sponge first.
Pink sponge, straight in the face.
We've got a blue one now.
I wonder how much these are on sale for today. $1.45 apparently.
Oh, on the chest.
One green one. Now, our station manager was actually saying how much would it cost to put a bucket of water over his head. How much would we have to donate if we put a bucket of water over your head? I've got someone saying a tenner, and I've got himself saying 25, 50. Oh, no. It's like a bidding war. 25 for his head, apparently. That's an interesting one. Just gone 4 o'clock. That is about it from us here at Sainsbury's on Coldham's Lane. It's been a hoot. We've done some very interesting things, things that will never be forgotten, all in aid of charity Comic Relief 2013. Do you want to give us a recap on what we're doing?
Yes, so we had the staff of Sainsbury's performing Oops Upside Your Head outside the store, and thank you very much to all the people who put money in our collection buckets here at Sainsbury's on Coldham's Lane. And a couple of minutes ago, we had a gentleman called Matt, not me, having wet sponges thrown at him, and above all, I think the highlight for me was being inside a cow costume with Tim Willett.
So. It suits you. It really does.
So, indeed, that pretty much wraps up things from Sainsbury's here on Coldham's Lane, and it's back to Julian Clover in the studio.
Thanks, guys. Just watch it when you take that cow past Midsummer Common. Could get nasty there, I guess.
A big thank you